Some of you are practicing meditation now longer time. So have you noticed any benefits of practicing breathing meditation? Yes?
Where I live, they noticed that I was quieter.
Oh, that's good.
Less likely to be irritated.
Oh.
And they noticed it right after I started coming here.
Okay. Thank you. Any other? No dreams, sleep better.
I think I'm calmer.
Okay. Very equal to that comment. Calm. Calmer. Yes? Which means breath can change you. Breath can change you, right? Well, I got you. So breath is most close mediator, or breath is the connector in between your mind and your body. Why I'm saying that? Because with your all emotion, your breath changes the pattern. Just think about once a new experiencing fear, your breath becomes faster. Once when you calm, your breath is slower. Once when you get panic, again breath changes. So with some emotions, or once when you get excited, again you see your breath. Breath become faster or slower than regular pattern. Meditators notice that sometimes you might say, or sometimes you might feel that you are not even breathing, because breath become that much quieter. It's become quiet. So breath has a huge relationship with your emotion. So with breathing meditation, you are focusing attention, or you are developing mindfulness with your breath. In our day-to-day life, with daily activities, you don't even concern about your breath. But naturally your body is dealing with breath. Sometimes you feel that, well, I forgot my breath. And everyone will continue breath. Everyone continue breath from birth to death. No one really go free with breath, because we always have the breath with us. Think about somebody who you love very much. Maybe that person would leave you even for month or day or for a moment, but breath will never leave you. Breath will stay with you all the time. So in that sense, breath can be the best friend. Not only that, breath represents who you are, which means breath represents your emotion or your insight. Once when you maintain calmer mind, breath become calm. You can hide others. You can hide others the way how you are thinking, or you can hide your emotions, or you can hide your excitement, but you cannot hide yourself to breath. So that's a connection in between your mind and your breath. So your breath connect your mind and your body. So as a meditator, you're starting to observe your breath. So which means you are trying to become a friend, become a best friend of yourself. Because a friend always helping you, and also friend always know who you are. Now you are trying to observe your breath, which means you are trying to see your breath properly. You are trying to maintain your mindfulness with breath, trying to stay with your breath, which means you are trying to make a friendship with your breath. So once when you have a strong friendship, what would be happened? Naturally you become calmer and quieter. What are the benefits being calm and quiet? Once when you can bring yourself, or once when you can introduce calm and quiet mind, that would allow you to see yourself. Also, that would allow you to protect yourself from outside. If you can maintain that, if you have a strong relationship with your body and mind, what would be happened? Nobody or nothing can control you, because you know who you are, and also you feel how you are doing. So not only that, once when you come to a deep mindfulness, then you see every time you have new breath, fresh breath, you have fresh breath all the time that you haven't experienced before or that you haven't inhaled before. There are a few steps. According to Buddha was bringing this to cultivate insight. His advice for breath, and he said, Buddha was asking to recognize the similarity in between the breath inside and outside, which means what's the difference in between the air out of your body and inside of your body. Once when you fill your lung with breath, that air is equal to outside. But you would say, now this, where is this breath? That's part of you. Once when this breath come into your body, that is part of you. You said it's me. This air become part of me. Once when this air come to outside, that is not you anymore. But you use this breath, or you have relationship with this air without any attachment. Which means, once when you inhale, you don't think, well, I should inhale, I should have a long breath. You don't have greed with breath. And also, once when you exhale, you don't have attachment. But think about everything else. That once when you call my shirt or my clothes, whatever, when you name something with me or mine, then there's attachment. Once when you give that to somebody, again you feel it because you are giving something that which is belong to you. We don't have that kind of experience with breath. Then that's a very good place to practice equanimity, or that is very good experience or tool to practice detachment. With day-to-day life, even we don't notice it. But Buddha's advice, just notice that or recognize that and try to maintain mind like breath. That would allow you to see the not difference in between you and outside. Then you would say, well, it doesn't matter whether it is mine or not mine, there's no difference in between me and outside. Because air inside of me and outside, that's equal. So that would allow you to remove the attachment. Again, once when you look at the breath is just a concept. Nobody experiences breath. That's a reality. You name this whole process as breath, then we involve with that concept. You only experience beginning of inhale, or middle, or end, or gap in between inhale and exhale, beginning of exhale, middle and end, then again gap in between exhale and inhale. When do you experience breath? You cannot point a single moment for that. Once when you observe your breath, you see all these moments, one after another. But one moment lead to another moment, which means one experience lead to another. So, with that experience, again, something for insight. That experience, you would cultivate insight like, I always recognize or I'm always involving with this concept which is not real. If somebody says to you, well, you are not breathing, you won't agree with that. Of course, you are experiencing, or you, what is your experience? You just feel the air coming in and going out. And can you find two equal breath? Sometimes your inhale is shorter, next inhale can be longer than that. One after can be shorter than the first. Every time you have unique experience, only observer will observe that. As a meditator, you would observe that. That way, every time, whenever you begin to inhale, that can be new inhalation, new experience that you haven't experienced before. Now, one breath lead to another, that breath lead to another. Can you inhale last breath? Nobody can inhale last breath. What that means, again, another insight, another peaceful wisdom, which means nobody can inhale last breath, which means nobody can go to the past, or nobody can change the past experience. Whatever you are carrying from past, that's just a memory. Last experience is just a memory. It is not existing anymore. You cannot experience that anymore. But what's the part of the reality? Only you can deal with this breath, and nobody can experience or nobody can inhale next breath. Because that's after this. Which means you cannot inhale last breath, or you cannot inhale future breath. So then who you are and what are you doing? You are only dealing with this moment and this breath, and with just this moment. Whatever you bring from past, that's not you anymore, and that is not existing, that is not part of reality. Whatever you bring from future, that is not part of reality. But if you try to inhale future breath, then you would have only struggle. If you try to inhale last breath, there you would have only another struggle. Which means, in our real life, you are trying to change the past. It's like you are trying to inhale your last breath. Or you are trying to jump to the future, which means you are trying to inhale your future breath. So meditators observe that reality and try to maintain their life with reality. Reality is what exists. You just observe and do whatever you can do that moment. If you have a full or if you have a good breath right now, then you will not struggle next moment with next breath, because that breath also will be calm and quiet. That will bring, if you have relaxed or good breath at present, then you don't have to worry for future, because in the future you will have another good breath. If you maintain right happy moment, your next moment will be the same. That kind of insight you would collect, experience with breathing meditation. First you experience your sensation or feeling that would lead you to cultivate wisdom. Those are the basic benefits you collect or you are gaining with breathing meditation. Those are the basic. So once when you come with this kind of basic, what would be happened? Then you become like to practice meditation. The reason is you feel that you become calm and quiet, and it is that's make you relax. Once when that breathing meditation brings relaxed mind and relaxed body, you feel like you like to do it. Then with your life experiences, you would see that my day become relaxed and good because of the meditation. You would recognize your day as good day, and also others would recognize, well, you are now calm and quiet. So now it is time to discuss. If you have any questions regarding your breathing practice, your meditation practice, or if you have any questions regarding the discussion.
I always turn to now need to meditate more. Or of course trying to run his life, you need to meditate more. but it's always, that's what I turn to now instead of, I don't know, you know, chocolate, Rocky Road ice cream or something. So it is doing quite a bit.
Yeah, because you recognize that through experience. Okay, so then today we can stop here. It is so nice to see you all, and may you find your best friend, and may you become a good friend of your friend. Thank you so much for being here today.